This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the 114th edition of Mann Ki Baat on Akashwani yesterday. Speaking during his monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister said India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. He said the poor, the middle class and the MSMEs are getting a lot of benefit from this campaign and it has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Mr. Modi urged the people to buy Made in India products during the coming festive season. During the program, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on the 2nd of next month. Mr. Modi urged the people to take part in the cleanliness campaign. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also emphasized the rapidly changing nature of jobs and the growing opportunities in creative sectors such as gaming, animation and filmmaking, among others. The Prime Minister underscored the immense potential of India's creative talents and called on creators to participate in the 25 challenges under the theme of Create in India, which is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. In his address, he encouraged creators to visit the website wavesindia.org to participate in these challenges. Earlier on 22nd of August this year, Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, had unveiled the Create in India Challenge Season 1 at New Delhi. These challenges will serve as a precursor to the upcoming World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, Waves, aligning with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Design in India, Design for the World. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated various projects in Maharashtra worth over 11,200 crore rupees via video conferencing. He inaugurated the Pune Metro section from the district court to Swar Gate, marking the completion of Phase 1 of Pune Metro Rail project. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda yesterday addressed the Jan Ashirwad rally in Rohtak in support of party candidate Renu Dabla from Kalanaur Assembly Constituency and party candidate Manish Grover from Rohtak Assembly Constituency. He said that the BJP is known for development works. Sri Nadda also addressed an intellectual conference in Panchkula. The BJP national president also mentioned the development work done in Haryana in the last 10 years. He said that in these 10 years, development work worth 2,70,000 crore rupees has been done in Haryana. Congress leader Kumari Selja also addressed a workers' conference in Raipur Rani block of Panchkula and boosted the morale of Congress workers. She also appealed to the people of the area to ensure the victory of MLA Pradeep Chaudhary from Kalka. The Supreme Court is slated to hear today the suo motu cognizance of the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the state-run R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. As per the cause list published on the Supreme Court's website, a three-judge bench headed by CJI D.Y. Chandrachur will resume hearing the case suo motu today. Earlier, the bench, also comprising Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, decided to postpone the hearing scheduled on September 27 on the West Bengal government's request. Foreign investors pumped in over 57,000 crore rupees into the Indian equities market so far in September. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors, or FPIs, invested 57,359 crore rupees into equity markets, making the highest influx in 9 months. And that's the end of this news bulletin.